You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders examines local customs in spelling and pronunciation after a recent comment concerning his spelling of crepe myrtle.
A listener slash reader of my commentaries on Red River Radio questioned my spelling of crepe myrtle in a recent piece. I conducted my annual rant against the wanton desecration each winter of these lovely trees. The fellow agrees with my stance against those who foolishly, or out of ignorance, prune crepe myrtles. But he pointed out that in the South, the tree is usually spelled crepe with an E, not with an A. I based my spelling on the photo of the bumper sticker that accompanied the text version at redriverradio.org, since the bumper sticker creator owns a landscape company. As it turns out, either version is correct, the botanical version of potato or potato. This got me to thinking, with a hat tip to my producer Bill Beckett, about local and regional pronunciations of commonplace names. He pointed out that Jordan Street in Shreveport is pronounced in the Swedish way as Jordan. In Austin, the drag in front of the University of Texas campus is spelled Guadalupe, but known as Guadalupe. In the south part of town, Manchaca, named after a captain in the Texas Army who spelled the first syllable with an E instead of an A, is pronounced Manchac. To the northwest of Austin is the picturesque town of Burnett, though it is pronounced Burnett. One would think Burnett's neighbor would be called Llano, but it's actually Llano. Then there is the Pedernales River, an extra R placed in the first syllable that is not in the actual word, so it's Pedernales. And east of Austin is the rapidly growing suburb of Manor, though the locals pronounce it Manor. South of Austin, and now a suburb of the city, is the town of Buda, pronounced Buda. As a story on the San Antonio newspaper's website on most pronounced Texas cities points out, there is also Refugio, which comes out of the mouths of those who know as Refugio. Near New Braunfels, about 50 miles south of Austin, is Texas's oldest dance hall, Green Hall, which to an uninitiated eye should be pronounced Groon rather than Green. Green Hall was built in 1878, when there was no such thing as air conditioning. It still isn't air conditioned, which is part of the charm, except in August. Back here in East Texas, one of two creeks running through Nacogdoches is called the Lanana, but it rhymes actually with banana. Originally it was Lanana, Spanish for the nurse, according to a Texas A&M website. Then there's Nacogdoches, pronounced with a silent G, and Nacatish, the city named after his mythical twin Cadoan brother, of course pronounced that way instead of Natchitoches. And let's not forget Palestine, pronounced with a long E in these parts, though certainly not in the Middle East. Mr. Beckett, who shares the blame for this piece, whether he accepts it or not, said he once had an announcer who pronounced conductor Leonard Bernstein's name as both Bernstein and Bernstein, just to appease folks on both sides of that pronunciation dilemma. That announcer should have gone into politics. Louisiana, with its rich French heritage, provides plenty of opportunity to pronounce names of cities, rivers, and streets. Take Chapultepec, for example. I'm not even going to touch that one. Lake Pontchartrain leaves out a few letters when spoken aloud, and Ouachita Parish acquires an S and verbally morphs into Ouachita. Hat tip to a blog site called BackpackingDiplomacy.com for those examples. These struggles with place names reminds me of an old joke. A traveling salesman stops at a Dairy Queen in Nacogdoches. This is the salesman's first visit, so he asks the woman at the counter, "How do you pronounce the name of this place?" The woman slowly enunciates, "Dairy Queen." We'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.